What do you guys think makes for a good breakup song?
Lyrics are probably the most important thing because you obviously want to say something that hurts the other person as much as you possibly can. And tone of the song is also important, whether it's juxtaposed against some happy music or some dire music. Tone is always, you know, a good indicator of where the song is going.
Yeah, I would echo the tone and second that with attitude. I think some of the songs I was thinking about, you parse the lyrics and they're not that complicated or even that biting, but it's the delivery that really sort of packs the punch.
Yeah, I agree. And I have to admit that looking through what you guys had sent me or listening through what you'd sent me, I loved anything with a really kind of angry guitar. It was very satisfying.
Yeah, yeah, certain instruments are not going to give you the fire that you want. I don't know that I've heard angry cowbell. Guitar is a good go-to.
Well, okay, let's get started. I want to start with just, let's give a nod to sadness, right? The heart's broken.
Of course.
Jason, you had a good one on this one.
Yeah, I chose Lykke Lee, who is this Swedish singer-songwriter who put out a record in 2011 called Wounded Rhymes. And the title of that record comes from a lyric in the song called Sadness is a Blessing, which probably hints at what the song is about. She broke up with somebody and she sings about it in this sort of 1960s girl group style. So it's, you know, it's up-tempo, it's very happy, but the lyrics are so dire and she's trying to own her sadness and her depression. And she talks about how sadness is my boyfriend and oh sadness, I'm your girl.
You know what I really loved about that one? I love that line, sadness is my boyfriend. And it kind of reminds me of Good Morning Heartache. Do you guys know that one?
No.
I don't.
Oh, it's a Billie Holiday classic. And she says, good morning, heartache, you old sorry sight. Good morning, heartache. I thought we said goodbye last night. It's
Oh, wow.
In the 60s, a lot of the girl groups would be singing these wonderfully upbeat songs but have these terribly dark lyrics. So I liked how the song kind of harkened back to that style of writing, the Brill Building kind of style where the subject matter was dark, but the music made you want to dance. So it was this weird juxtaposition that I liked.
Yeah, it's kind of like a slow dance with sadness.
Right.
Yeah. She's definitely standing in the corner of her room, sort of swaying to herself in her poodle skirt. a la Sandra Dee.
Okay, enough with the sadness. Let's go angry. Because I have the sense that when your heart's broken, you want an angry breakup song to get over it.
Of course.
And it feels like there are three genres, blame, revenge, and I'm moving on.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with blame. Jason, you had a great one from Outkast.
Well, yeah, this is a song from their breakout album, Stankonia. And it was, I think, the first single, actually, Miss Jackson, where Andre 3000 is talking about a breakup with actually Erykah Badu. And he assigns blame to her for breaking up their relationship, and something that you didn't actually hear a lot of in hip hop, talking about relationships.
Right.
Yeah, This one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, 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 baby mamas, mamas. Yeah, go like this. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
My baby is drama, mama. Don't like me. Doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of the American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out and let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, shit, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She wanna rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited, despite it. I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real.
So great.
Yeah, it's a wonderful song. It's actually Big Boy starts the song, and he talks about his relationship.
Yeah, I was wondering if the call to the baby mamas in the beginning was actually a call out, straight out to Erykah Badu. Who Sarah, I suggested her song Tyrone too. It's actually, I would say, my ultimate. To me, the fact that it's live is really what makes it. It's the audience that sells it, because you can tell that there are a lot of wounded women out there listening to her. She's hilariously sort of sending up her loser boyfriend, and the titular character, Tyrone, isn't even her boyfriend. It's her boyfriend's loser friend who she wants to come over and get his stuff because she's had enough. He's borrowing money. He's borrowing money for his cousins, his friends of friends. And, you know, you better tell your friends to come over and get your things, which I think we've all wanted to tell our boyfriends to do from now and again.
Well, let's hear just a little bit of it. It's so great.
Sisters, how y'all feel? Brothers, y'all all right? See how y'all groove to this. Every time you come around, you got to bring Jim, James, Paul, and Tyrone. See, why can't we be by ourselves sometime? See, I've been having this on my mind for a long time.
You know what I love about this is that she sounds so sarcastic and exhausted at the same time.
Yes, she's much funnier lady than you might believe just by listening to her other albums. And the real punchline is at the end. You know, she continues, "You better call Tyrone, but you can't use my phone."
What do you do after that? How do you just leave?
Yeah.
Hey, phone buddy. Find a quarter. Get out.
Obviously, we have to bleep a couple of the curse words in there. And you know, one of my favorite Blame songs we are not even going to attempt to play is...
Can I guess? Is this the Marianne Faithfull track?
Yes.
Yes. We've been burned by this song as well. It's a favorite of our Sound Opinions host, Greg Kot. And he has challenged us to play it on the radio. We've had to do a lot of fancy editing.
Have you ever figured it out?
It might have aired once without any editing.
Oh, no, really?
This must be, this is a pre-public radio era, I think, and things were let slide a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm not even going to attempt it. I don't want to shock anybody. And plus, the vicious way that she says some of those particular words is part of the beauty of the whole thing. But I noticed, Robin, that you had Tainted Love on your list.
I did.
And I...
The original, the OG Tainted Love.
Which is awesome. And I want to play for you guys, just in case you haven't heard it, because I'm a little bit in love with her right now anyhow. Is the version from My Brightest Diamond?
Sure.
Now I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away. You don't really want any more for me to make things right. You need someone to hold you tight. And you think love is to pray. Well, I'm sorry.
Thanks for humoring me.
That was super cool.
No, that's a great version. I'm not super familiar with My Brightest Diamond, but I just in looking through a little, I noticed she was from Denton, which is like, for listeners out there who don't know, like this secret burgeoning music capital. We could name, if we had the time, 10 awesome bands that you should listen to are from Denton, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Who knew?
Who knew? You guys, I guess. Okay, let's move on to Revenge now. So I asked some of our listeners for their favorite breakup songs, angry breakup songs. Mm-hmm. And lots of people said Song for the Dumped from Ben Folds 5.
Sure.
But somebody else suggested this one that I don't know anything about Shellac. Do you guys know about Shellac?
Oh, yes.
Hometown Heroes.
Yeah, Shellac is the band from the famous record producer Steve Albini, who produced Nirvana and a lot of other bands in the 90s. And he is very noted for his acerbic nature. And this track, I remember I bought this record. It's called 1,000 Hertz. And this track opens 1,000 Hertz. And it blows you away the first time you hear it because you can't believe somebody was so angry to put this on a record.
To the one true God above, here is my prayer. Not the first you've heard, but the first I wrote. Not the first, but the others were a long time ago. There are two people here, and I want you to kill them. Her, she can go quietly by disease or a blow to the base of her neck, where her necklaces close, where her garments come together. Where I used to lay my face, that's where you ought to kill her, in that particular place. Him, just fucking kill him. I don't care if it hurts.
It's so good.
He doesn't really pull punches, does he?
No.
But just so we don't give Steve Albini too bad of a rap, he has a pretty interesting blog, actually, that's just recipes that he does lovingly for his wife. The name of it is failing me now.
It's called Mario Batali Voice.
Oh, right.
No, really?
Because he does a famous impression of Mario Batali.
Well, one that his wife enjoys, and it's just like dinners that he prepares lovingly for her. So happy Valentine's Day, Steve. You did okay after all.
He got past the revenge. Robin, you had a really good one that I liked a lot as well. From Love?
Yes, My Little Red Book, which is their cover of a Burt Bacharach Hal David song. But, you know, when you think angry, you don't think Burt Bacharach necessarily. So I love Arthur Lee's take on it, who was the lead singer of Love from 1966, because it goes sort of from angry to pathetic as each verse, chorus, and verse moves on.
It's angry to pathetic, just like revenge so often is.
Yep. And back again.
Oh,
said goodbye. I thumbed right through my little red book. I wasn't gonna sit and cry. And I went from A to Z. I took out every pretty girl in town. They danced with me. And as I held them, all I did was talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. There's just no getting over you. Oh no. There ain't no girl in my little red book who could ever replace your charm.
This song sort of goes back to what we were talking about earlier, how the lyrics themselves may not be sort of striking on a page, but it's the delivery. And Arthur Lee is so snarling and full of attitude. I can tell that he is just wagging his finger like a little snotty brat who's been done wrong by some girl.
You know, it made me think, too. I mean, both of our revenge songs are kind of not quite successful. The revenge doesn't really come through somehow. I'm trying to get back at you, but really, if you ceased to matter, then I wouldn't have to get back at you.
If literature has taught us nothing, it's that revenges are always tragedies, right, Sarah?
They don't
end well.
Okay, well, let's move on from revenge. Let's move on to moving on. Robin, you had a really good one about this, too.
The Avalanches, this is a group from Australia. Their sound is dominated by collage and by a lot of samples. The song Since I Left You is pretty much just one line repeated, and then the soundscape underneath it is really lush and, as I said, full of sample collages. But to me, what I love about it is it's just so gleeful. After a breakup, you just want to run outside and spin around and just keep repeating, the world is better since I left you.
One thing I really like about that is that it makes the new world sound like it's full of swimming pools and,
yes,
you know, like beautiful people and cocktail lounges. It's a great moving on song.
It's very uplifting, I agree.
Jason, did you have a moving on song in your list?
Sort of. It's by the Black Keys. It's called Next Girl. And this is the record from 2010 called Brothers. It's almost a self-dialogue with Dan Auerbach singing about how he's not going to make the same mistakes again. But it's so biting to me that I can't help but think his ex-girlfriend must feel really bad about herself.
Well, the look on the cake, it ain't always the taste. My ex-girl, she has such a beautiful face. I wanted love, but not for my, but for the girl, so she could love herself. Oh, my next girl would be nothing like my ex-girl. I made mistakes back then, I'll never do it again. Oh, my next girl would be nothing like my ex-girl. It was a painful dance, now I got a second chance.
So here's the great secret, right? You two have not had any breakups recently.
Not recently, no. We're going strong.
I hope not, no.
You've been married for how long now?
We've been married since 2009.
Good memory, Jason.
You guys told me when we talked a couple weeks ago what your wedding song is, and it struck me that if we're really going to move on from our broken hearts into a bright new world, we should go out on your wedding song. So tell me about it.
Yeah, we chose "Here Comes the Sun," the version by Nina Simone. Of course, it's a classic Beatles song that everyone knows, a George song. So that's sort of the tip off that it's full of heart and sweetness, because I think he was really...
He was the sweetest Beatle.
He's the sweetest Beatle. We just love the Nina Simone version. Of course, she's so soulful. But I will say, as a wedding dance song, Jason and I, of course, being producers, following that dance, we sat down and thought to ourselves, we really should have internally edited that. It was a bit long. And I think we peaked, and we probably should have brought the song out a little earlier.
We danced for a long time.
Yeah, we were
time.
Like, wrap it up, DJ. Let's hit the post and get out.
Well, thank you guys both so much. It's been so much fun.
Thank you. It was
thank
a treat.
Thank you for having us.